up. We got there's a lot of robbery going in the coast. And just some life. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's yours truly. It's B&B. It's Blunts and Battle Rap. We back at it again. I've been on here for a minute. Last time I was on here, I was talking about I do what I want. I did the prediction. Unfortunately, the battles did not live up to the hype of my prediction. They did not. They did not do that. Nah, it didn't happen. Flames and C3 had Mikey issues, if you haven't heard. What else? Geeky, as you know, Geeky won. There are a lot of people that says like, one reason why Geeky had the round that went viral. So it's like, I felt like I would personally give, I gave Geeky all three rounds personally. I did. I can't even say it. I said it 2-1 on EJ the Block Captain's, because he said, I ain't mad if you got him winning. And, you know, it is what it is. And I said it on underneath this picture, like, I had Geeky 2-1 and that was the end of it. Okay. But, you know, what else? Rosenberg Raw got, Shannon got him the fuck up out of there. Like, he has some shit, but Shannon got him the fuck up out of there. And then, what else? There's another battle that was supposed to, wasn't Ty Cliff on this shit? No. Nah, but Ty Cliff on this other shit, though. So, let's talk about the robbery that's been going on as of lately. A lot of robbery going on in the culture I've been hearing. A lot of it. And it's been similar. And then, I think, personally, you know, what did Thursday want? He's like, he called John John a black cat for the culture. It's starting to add up. Woo! I'm just saying, I feel like Tyson Fury is the Tyson Fury got shit to do with battle rap, but I just feel like him robbing Francis this weekend, it has something to do with everybody else getting robbed over this weekend. I mean, first we got Bullpen Battle League. John John, Black Cat. Let's talk about John John for a minute. Now, John John, like, shout out to John John, Bullpen over Bullshit. I enjoy, like, some of the MCs that he put on, I enjoy. Bad News, Loso. You know, I fuck Clone. Like, don't get me wrong. I fuck with John John. He knows me. Well, he doesn't know me. I don't know anyway. I fuck with John John. I do. Yes, he lost the third, but I fuck with John John. I actually wanted to see him versus Easy Loki, if it makes sense. And if Easy wants that battle. If Easy don't want that battle, then I don't want to see it. But outside John John as a battle rapper, let's talk about John John as a league owner. It's a different feel when a rapper becomes a league owner. Especially when it's John John. For some reason, John John always has funny ass business, yo. Now, it's not consecutive. Like, it's not, he's not consistent with the bullshit. But at the same time, fans can't act like he hasn't done this shit before. See, I remember a time when John John was selling y'all overpriced one-rounders. Do anybody remember that? Does anybody remember when John John was making people pay for one-rounders? Like, high-ass one-rounders, bro. We thought we were getting three rounds of a battle. It turns out all these shit is one-rounders. Y'all remember when John John did that shit? Nasty work. This nigga made himself the main event against A-Time-E, who have been throwing shots at him all that year. Gets in the battle with Ace. He even dressed up for the occasion. My nigga dressed up for the occasion and still got bodied. how you put yourself in a suit before Ace does? He put himself in a suit as if he had premonition. He's like, yo, I had a vision. I had a vision that I was going to get put in a suit, so I went ahead and put it on already. Because Ace put that in. Bruh, Ace came in, like, the first round, Ace, like, I thought, usually when a nigga talks so much shit before a battle or before a fight, you're thinking they might be slippity-blippity. You might think you're going to hear a choke or something. Not with Ace. Ace is like, oh, y'all thought I was going to talk shit and not back nothing up? Y'all funny. Let me show y'all that I could really fuck up John John. And he did. John John had the nerve to wear a suit. Like, I appreciate John John for being, like, creative. Because he's always had a creative way of doing things. Like, when he faced Old Red, he had the whole, you know, dress, you know, how that dress situation, you feel me? You know, I appreciate John John's creativity as a battler. As a battler, John John's cool. But as a league owner, come on, y'all. Y'all gotta admit, the dude is funny. Long ago, it was overpriced one rounder. Now, you got people looking for battles that's not even gonna happen. You got a main event that, oops, nope, neither one of them is not coming. Neither one of them got paid or on a flight. Then you got another battle, main event. Oh, those two not coming either. So we paid $60 to see what? Yoshi and Vixen? If I wanted to pay $60 to see Yoshi and Vixen, I would just go to their OnlyFans. Dead ass. I would I don't even think they OnlyFans is that high, but look, I'm just saying, if I wanted to pay $60 to see two females, there's other outlets for that, you know? You feel me? There's other things to go to. As far, and then Danny Myers versus Loso, I love Danny Myers. Fuck with Danny Myers. I wish Lux would stop playing with Danny Myers and just get in the ring with him. But Lux the Diva, as he's always been, one of the greatest writers in the world is afraid of the smoke with other writers. That's crazy to me to this day. Because me as a writer, if I was going to Lux, I would want all the smoke with all the greatest writers to legitimize my rank and where I stand on the mountaintop. Like, if you can only consider yourself the best if you beat the best. You can't just go off the golden era days. You can't go off what you used to do. Like, yes, we know what Lola Lux was doing in barbershops and the street corners and stuff like that. We know. As a fan of Lola Lux, we all know what Lola Lux capable of doing. But it's like, yo, how can you consider yourself the GOAT if you don't still come outside? How are you still considered the best and you're not willing to take on people that are at that level that you're at? They might not be up there in stature, but skill-wise, you got a lot of people that you can definitely get in the ring with, and you refuse to. You got excuse after excuse. I can understand you're not taking DNA or Matt Hoffa. Completely understand that. Matt Hoffa, he only wants to battle you just to say he battles you. But honestly, I don't think he would have, like, real material to really fuck you up with. He would probably find an angle about your daddy, about you being a, you know, there's a lot of people that say you're not a good father or whatever. Not, I've heard that in past battles, but honestly, I don't give a damn. At the end of the day, I don't judge another man's, you know, past with his kids as long as he's not a pedophile. My thing is, it's all about the rap. It's all about the spark. And that's what we come here to listen to. And it's like, you're not, like, so if you don't have that, it's like, I automatically turn you out. Like, angles are good, but don't have an angle draw out, especially if it's not no bars to it. You gotta give us something. Give me a call. So, but yeah, I love Danny Myers, but I'm not trying to pay $60 to see Danny face Loso. I'm not a fan of Loso. I'm not. I think Loso is still some him. All the horsemen besides Street Him, they be feeling themselves way too much. Oh, and, I think my boy, I think Oops is a horse. Okay, so everybody but Street Hymns and Oops, y'all be feeling yourself way too much. Like the saga, speaking of feeling yourself, let me stop, that's such an old angle, let me stop. Anyway, but we all look like, I hope nobody's really shocked. Like, I feel like this, I'm only speaking on the John Jones situation, just to say this. I feel like people should not Don't invest in John John unless you know for sure everything's on lock. Like, definitely don't, like, especially with these high-priced pay-per-views. You pay $50, you can see a mid card. It's crazy. Really crazy. You can pay for Danny Myers or Los Angeles. It's probably true. I'm not even going to talk about Ultimate and Rap League yet, even though that's also a topic of the day. I think it's crazy what they know with Noah. It's crazy. Like I said, they, like, at the end of the day, no, Eric, like, people was really pressed about the fact, like, yeah, Norm's fucked up. Yes, he fucked up personally. He fucked up personally. That's what people, like, I don't understand how you mix personally with professionally. He fucked up personally, and he got his ass beat for fucking up personally. But professionally, Norm's been doing the thing for years. He's, like, before the Crucible, we had PV. And all the PV you had, whoever won their battles in the PG era, they were the ones that were going to be pushed. They were the ones that were going to be elevated to stardom. He discovered twerk. We wouldn't know about twerk if it wasn't for Norm. A lot of different people we wouldn't know about if it wasn't Street Star Norm. So I think it's crazy. Hell, Vada Fly said himself, he said, Vada Fly has so much respect for Norm. Vada Fly even said that Norm is the one that put him on. So it's like, to say that Norm is not a staple in the battle rap culture for some shit that he did outside the battle rap culture is crazy to me. Like, niggas is really pressed. Like, yeah, Twerk beat his ass to that shit. Twerk beat his ass. It's kind of crazy because he discovered Twerk. Then he tried to holler at Twerk's baby mama. Twerk beat that ass. And it's like, okay, it was false then. He got his ass whooped for stepping out of line. And it should have stopped right there. But then smacking them, they go, oh no, that looks terrible. That looks crazy. Yeah, we fired you. Huh? Yeah, that was crazy. You fired. What you mean I'm fired? Yeah, homie, you fired. And then they go tell the court that Norb was never a partner of them. They never did anything. They conduct no real business. That's crazy. And now they not trying to offer Norb no money either. I'm like, listen, man. But then I found out, yeah, they can't get no documents filled off, which means Norb's leaving with something. I heard somebody in the comments, I read somebody's comment, they said, what URL should do, they should put a suitcase full of money on Norb's front porch, ring the doorbell, and run. I was like, yeah, pretty much. Set that man up. Cause y'all making record numbers and y'all Norm wasn't a factor. That's crazy. Cause I mean you can even see that Norm was a factor. Just look at where the talent pool is now. Don't get me wrong, I fuck with some of the Crucible niggas, but let's be honest. We just saw Foots and Solar Flare. We just saw them niggas get bodied by the vets like 3-4 months ago by DNA and John John. DNA and John John just put Foots in them in their place. And this is talent that y'all found. This is talent that y'all let P find. Mike, like IT? Yeah, y'all, this is shit that y'all let IT find. Like, alright. I'm just saying, all this stealing, all this robbery going on in the culture, I'm not feeling it first. You got Ultimate and Rap League gonna act like they not gonna credit Norb. Then you got John John going back to his old shifty ways, overpricing shit but not delivering. You worse than plugs. The plugs that be overpricing you for a bag, and then you see the pay in their eyes and you find out it's not really weed, it's CBD. Bruh, when Easy said that bar, I was like, it really made me scared. I really was like, man, you can't buy it from everybody, because you really can't. I didn't think niggas would do some shit like that. That's crazy. I think I'm about to get me some Zaza. Turned out, nigga, I could have bought this at the gas station? Oh, you wild. And it's crazy, because you can buy this, you can buy that we said at the gas station, and it's overpriced. It's like, why y'all charging? Not too much, my daughter. It's crazy. The highway robbery is alarming. So John got up here doing that, and then now we got. Oh, I didn't forget her. But, man, how many times do I really talk about Miss Tuskell on this podcast? If it's not many, then pretty much you should know how I feel about it. Anybody that listens to this knows how I feel about Miss Hustle, if I've talked about it. So this is funny. Let's see. Miss Hustle was somebody that I had great respect for in the beginning when I first started watching battle rap. She, as well as Jazz the Rapper, E-Hart, K-Profit, Shayna, Rain, when she, like female Rain, not male Rain, female Rain, when she used to battle, but she rapped different. Like, she don't really rhyme or do punches. She kind of just, talk shit to you. That was Rain style. You know, she figures some shit about you, she kind of just throw it up in your face. Anyway, she said she was gonna fuck up K-Profit. I never did get to see that Rain versus K-Profit battle. Like, she called her Drizzle. I was like, I really wanted to see that battle, but it never happened. It never happened. But yeah, man, like, I've been, like, Miss Hustle was one. If Miss Hustle should have been a female battle rap, Miss Hustle was definitely one. You would definitely want to put Miss Hustle on mouth. You would. At one point in time, it would make no sense for you to not have Miss Hustle in your top five. Miss Hustle in your Mount Rushmore female battle rap, it would not be an argument at one point in time. But, yeah, these past couple of years, Miss Hustle is moving kind of crazy, yo. Like, I think the last good Miss Hustle I saw personally was when she beat Official on Summer Madness. She beat Official. Like, she actually beat Official. Like, she really, and nobody talks about it. But nonetheless, that was the last time I had seen Miss Hustle good from my perspective. I didn't like her against Twerk. And then, when I found out that she was campaigning for this K-Rock battle, I'm like, why do you want to battle K-Rock so much? I mean, I get it. I mean, I can get why you want to battle K-Rock, but at the same time, what she was willing to do to get a battle with K-Rock was just blowing me. That was what ripped my rail up. Because she, as well as everybody else, want to talk about this. They want to bring up this supposed trend. And it's like, fam. And then finally, Rock finally dropped his video and says, I need the proof. Show me the proof, or I'm battling the fish. That's it. Miss Hustle, he gave her a time. We waited. Miss Hustle did not have that proof on deck at all. There was no proof. Miss Hustle, as always, was campaigning for a battle. And she was willing to do the most to get it. Like, Miss Hustle loves clout. If Clout was a man, she sucked the fuck out of that bitch. Like, oh God, if Clout was a man, I promise he would be her man. Miss Hustle loves Clout. And that shows. It shows on multiple occasions. Like, when she tried to start shit with Easy. Like, that shit was, like, I didn't even want to talk about that, but fuck it. We on Miss Hustle, let's talk about it. So she fucked up with the K-Rock thing. The funny thing is, she does eventually get that battle. And then she's mad when people got Rock beating her. When they got Rock edging her, Rock beating her. She got on Twitter and says, my efforts are not appreciated here. You know, she went on a little Twitter rant. And I'm there, and I think it's crazy. And now, when I think about that tweet, I think people should go back to that tweet and laugh their asses off at it. Cause like, wow, she mad because you gave Rock the battle, but she didn't even write her shit. She didn't write the battle. She didn't write her shit. She didn't write for Rock. But she mad because we gave Rock the battle. He beat, so really, Rock didn't beat Miss Hustle that night. He beat Capo Bravado. It's funny. But then you get into the, she dives into the Easy to Block Out situation. My thing is, what's with all you, look, respect to Rum Nitty, respect to other niggas, but what's with you niggas trying to hop the Miss Hustle tree? Why does everybody want to smash Miss Hustle? I need to understand, why? There's so many thick women there's so many thick women that are genuine in this culture that's like, bruh, I know RX ads be having y'all wilding, but come on, Miss Hustle, really? I don't get why there's so many people on record for fucking Miss Hustle, fam. Like, why? And now Easy, or I'm like, bro, what is Miss Hustle doing Easy? She up here trying to bring up how Papoose, she up here talking about how she knows Papoose swung on him. I'm like, bro, you serious? And then Easy, like, bruh, man, listen, it was so much. That was a whole thing. I'm like, how did Miss Hustle sit in an Easy situation at all? That's what I'm saying. She loves her some clout. She loves when her name is still in the media, and but for the wrong reason. Like, it ain't that Miss Hustle, like, yo, killed the hell out of this battle or this or that, or she smoked her last punch. It's always on some fuck shit with Miss Hustle. And now this. She didn't troll this dude that she just battled in the South on Scotty's league. Like, Scotty, you know, he does the events home. Instead of Nome, it's home. Ain't no place like home. So, Capo from the South. So, Capo and Miss Hustle battled. She trolls him in the interview. Now, here we are today. Today's the day. I go to Vada Fly Sit, and Vada Fly drops the video. I'm getting ready to get off work. And what do I see? Miss Hustle exposed by URL's Capo Bravado for ghostwriting. I'm like, who the hell is Capo? Look it up. And then I see the bars and see the court. I'm like, oh. I haven't even watched the Rock and Miss Hustle battle yet. I haven't watched it because I haven't been fucking with URL. I haven't seen the battle. But that's crazy. Didn't even write. I mean, Mike P was the first one to come at her because I guess Mike P wrote for it. So there was that shit. People didn't believe it. I guess people didn't believe it. I believe Mike P. I think it's crazy if people actually thought Mike P was lying. Why would Mike P have to lie? Yes, I get it. Mike P's emotional, but he's not a liar, though. And then you got. And then after Mike P, now we got a battler that's just getting on. He is just getting on. And he's just getting on. And he's already known for writing your bars. A person who should be established in this culture. Miss Hustle, there was one point people were calling her Lady URL. She was established in this culture. And this is with the bank. This is how you gonna go out. You don't write none of it. Now we gotta question everything. Does she write any of her, has she wrote anything for anybody? Like, for real. I hope she wasn't trying to get a woman champion of the year. The moment they give Miss Hustle a belt, battle rap has become, battle rap is rigged as boxing. Because, man, Francis Coley beat Fury. Bruh, and everybody saw the picture of how Fury was knocked down. You got knocked out by somebody that's just trying to get into your negative wood. You're the veteran. You're a boxer. He's an MMA fighter. He should be taking your ass to school. He talking about he about to take you to school. And then when Francis knocked him out, he said, "You're a bad professor, motherfucker." Yo, talk your shit, Francis. He ain't saying like that, but I'm pretty sure like that. Man. And even boxers are like, Fury totally robbed Francis, man. Because first of all, like, at first, I actually try to give Fury credit because I'm like, yo, he had a chase and he had a split decision with Francis. You gotta put respect on Fury's name. But then they showed the pictures of how he got knocked down. I'm like, wait a minute. Did he knock Francis down? They like, nope. He ain't knocked Francis down not once. Then how the fuck was there a split decision? A split decision when the judges can't tell who the better fighter was. I'm no boxing expert, but I feel like if one person is the one that gets knocked down in a fight and the other person never gets knocked down in the fight, it's pretty clear the person that got knocked down in the fight is clearly the person that's losing. That it should be Francis should have got the unanimous decision. But whatever. A split decision. I mean, when you really think about it, Francis still won, but he didn't win. Like, he still won because at the end of the day, he's an MMA fighter, and usually MMA fighters, when they try boxing, it doesn't work. Conor McGregor, he tried to fight Floyd Mayweather, got fucked up. He's trying to think it, like, MMA and boxing, like, when MMA, you have different, you know, you have different things that you can attack with. You know, you have different tools and different weapons. While in boxing, all you got is ease. So you got, so you're stepping in the ring with somebody that's really good with thieves. You're not gonna be able to kick him. You can't grab him. You could grab him, but those grab ups, they take points off if you keep doing that shit. You keep constantly grabbing on your opponent when they're trying to punch you. They take points from that. So you step in the ring with somebody who's only known for doing these, and you beat his ass, and they call it a split decision. That's crazy. He still won because you got a split decision with a well-renowned boxer, Tyson Fury. And the fact that Tyson Fury is not gloating, he better not gloat saying, yeah, I totally beat Francis, because people going to be like, nigga, he's white, but nigga, you didn't beat shit, bro. You didn't beat Francis. Bruh, Francis is the most dangerous nigga, the nigga from Deadpool. His name is Ajax. His real name is Francis, but he won't be named after the soap. I'll forever love that first Deadpool movie. On everything. I'll forever love that. But still. But yeah, this stuff is crazy. Like, did she write any of her bars? Did she even write back in the day when she battled E Hart? But now I feel bad because it's shit like this that takes the eyes off female battle rap. Like shit like this is gonna make female battle rap seem like the WNBA. And it's never been that way for as long as I've been a battle rap fan. There was a time when Queen of Ring was up there. It was in the top three conversation for sure. For me it was. You had URL, then you had RVE, and then you had Queen of Ring. And then before that, it was just RVE, URL, no, I mean, it was URL and Queen of Ring, and then I watched Weezer Hart. Yeah, I watched Weezer Hart, for sure. And then there was King of the Dot, of course. Well, you can't, King of the Dot's in a league of their own, though. But yeah. There was one point in time Queen of Ring was in the discussion for top league. Because, you know, the females were showing they were just as hungry as the dudes. But then you realize there's so much bullshit that happens now. Like, C3 and Shayna were supposed to be fire, but all they ended up doing was beefing. Like, the promo for that, I still watch the promo for that shit. C3 said, What did I say I was going to do for the Fab Five? What did I tell y'all I was going to do the Fab Five? Matter of fact, Meg, why don't you go ahead and show them the clip? Show them the clip, Debo. Show them the clip. Fuck a Fab Five. Three. He's like, two down, two to go. And I said, three down, two to go. And then Shayna saw, she was like, man, I ain't going to do no much talking. Tell that chick the flat ass, she's getting clapped. Shayna, you next, bitch. Yo, the promo for this. And if she told her not, she told Shayna not to wear her wig. She said, don't wear it. Then the battle happens. So much bad vibes. You know, it's good to have animosity towards your opponent, but it was like they really didn't want to battle each other. It's like they just didn't fuck with each other for real. Like, they didn't fuck with each other's skill level, and that's like, dang. Like, I feel like Shayna just didn't have no respect for C3's, you know, ability. And that's the thing about a lot of MCs and C3. I don't like, and that's why C3 says shit, like, you know, like, I still got to battle for my respect and stuff like that. And I feel like, why? Why does somebody like C3 have to battle for their respect? Why can't y'all motherfuckers respect? C3 been putting on. Like, that's crazy. She ain't never had a ghostwriter. She write all her material. Yeah, I forget, this is the same woman that stood in front of Nitty and did great. She was the first one. I thought she stood good against JC too. I thought it was, hey, look at me. I ain't got so upset with Miss Hustle. I started talking about other female battlers that I like. C3, Lady Flame, Farrah. And Farrah's still active, but it's mainly, she likes to do the 2-on-2 with Shuni. And Shuni's, like, her bar level is really... But then again, she's been on point since I saw her on Black Ice Cartel when she faced Bonnie. That was Yeah, those are the days I used to watch Bonnie get died. I did not watch Bonnie get died. But Shuni, from that battle with Bonnie, I knew Shuni was going to be a fucking problem all the way from, with 2023. I knew, like I said, I'm just not a big fan of them teaming up. But I do like them individually, for sure. Huey Black Diamond, I want to see Huey Black Diamond versus Lady Flame. QB has stepped the fucking pin up. I need to see her versus Lady Flame. I need that battle. I need it. Maybe nobody else needs it, but I need to see that battle. I want to see QB Black Diamond versus Lady Flame. Chrome. Can y'all set it up? RBE, can y'all set it up? I would appreciate it. ARP, you listen to this podcast. Hey, man, it'd be a good idea. You know, I remember ARP was like, he's like, what's a battle that y'all want to see that hasn't happened yet? I put Heavy Hat versus Shaw. He's like, you know that battle was scheduled. I'm like, yeah, nigga, I know. I didn't say that to him because I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. But I'm like, yeah, nigga, I know. When is that going to happen? I'm going to say, like, Shaw, like, what's Heavy Hat doing? What's like, I haven't seen the last good Heavy Hat battle I've seen was him versus a Slave. Him and Slave was really good. Really good. Him and Math, I'm not a fan of Math. I'm sorry. And I know that's a good look for him. It was a good look for him. But I just didn't want to watch that shit. He battled Chef Trez during the COVID era, but I'd rather see that three rounds than them in the same room. It was good, but I feel like Heavy Half on camp, Heavy Half during the pandemic, nah. I'd much rather see three rounds than face-to-face. You know, I feel like Heavy Half should have been in the building with Chef Trez. Yeah, man. There's just so much robbery going on in the air, man. John John. Ultimatum Rap League. This hustle. Prayers. I just want to send a prayer out to the culture. The Battle Rock culture, I pray that we don't fall off pretty bad. I pray that female battle rap can get that spark again, because there's too many dope female MCs for them not to have a lead popping for them. Like, it's crazy. Right, so I understand there's a lot of females that's on fuck shit, but not every female's on fuck shit though. Like, I really want to see Lady Flame, C3. I want to see the Lady from Santa. You know, I like watching Yoshi. Hell, I want to see the ladies come back out. I want to see the ladies do just as much damage to me. For real. I want battle rap to just live on. I want battle rap to live. I want battle rap to be on top. Like, the moment we start going mainstream, shit just starts dying down. Everybody's looking for all types of easy ways to make money now. Everybody ripping people off. Robbery. Left and right, it's like, fam. How we take from a culture that we put into? How are we robbing a culture that we've given so much to? Like, this is insane. We need prayer. The culture needs prayer. We send a big prayer out to everybody. Can we stop all this highway robbery, dog? Real. Like, this is really getting weird with a lot of these motherfuckers, man. I just want big clout. Well, for me, let's be honest. Well, another thing about John John's, you know, unsuccessful card that a lot of people talk about. First of all, what's this trend that Mr. John John got going on? Where he's just trying to have, you know, just famous people on his resume, like Mr. Fab and Jay Mills. Like, why are you taking these battles back to back? Like, why are you facing, like, why are you giving yourself tune-up matches? Like, these are not even tune-up matches. These are dummies. These are punching bags, dude. Like, Mr. Fat, and then I heard Mr. Fat had a bunch of John flips, so I'm just like, I mean, at least that's different from when he was giving it the first battle with Arsenal. With Arsenal, he was just mobbed up. That's all that was. He was just mobbed up. Talking about Arsenal, you know, Arsenal saying all that sucker shit, but why should I be worried about a sucker nigga talking about sucker shit? And the crowd just went crazy for him just saying that. I was like, listen, I ain't got no hate towards Mr. Fab. Heck, he got a song that I used to bump that's about, you know, he has a song that he wrote for his daughter. I used to bump that because it made me think about my own daughter. Although, let's be honest, she did not. When I first let her hear the song, she ain't like that. She wanted me to turn it off. Nah, that's for real. So, I mean, but like, but I didn't like seeing Mr. Fab in the Battle Royale World the first time. So for him to come back and defend the block for John John, it was crazy. That's crazy. And let's talk about this Charlie Clips and Rum Nitty thing that was good. What's with all these rematches that we don't need a rematch for? Why is Danny Myers rematching Chess? Like, I don't understand that part. I didn't understand that. And then we got Rum Nitty rematching Charlie Clips. Like, when I first saw this shit announced, I was like, why? I do not appreciate how they've been booking Rum Nitty. It's like, bro, the man has a championship belt, and all of a sudden, they just not giving him any real, like, they not giving him the real fire fights he deserves. They're slowly putting Rum Nitty into the gatekeeper position. And I don't fuck with that. It's either gatekeeper or he rematches? Like, come on now, not every battle need a rematch, though. Especially in the Charlie Clips, we knew Rum Nitty beat Charlie Clips the first time. Why did really, you think Clips is gonna take this seriously this time around? You think Clips is really concerned about that L he took the Rum? I'm pretty sure Clips takes L's to alcohol all the time. But nonetheless, so why would we care if he took L to Rum? This is like, bro, you really think he cares? Like, they still don't understand Clips got money, so money really, when you start making serious money, it's kind of hard to stay motivated. I've seen it in people. Once money starts really coming in, motivation starts to decrease. Your hunger really, because then when you start seeing it, you start feeling full of yourself. And it's like, man. And then it shows in your talent. But yeah, man. Prayers to Rum Nitty. You know, hopefully he gets better booked. I'm praying he gets better booked. I'm praying the Battle Rap world gets better in general. I really ain't been excited about. I like both of you located this podcast because I saw a trend of multiple highway robberies. I'm like, you know what? I gotta talk about this. I have to keep this out my head. This is like crazy. Too much robbery at one time. Everybody needs prayers. All y'all need Jesus. Even me. And that's all I got to say for today, man. Prayers to the battle rap culture. Prayers to Rum Nitty booking. And prayers to rest in peace to Miss Hustle's career. Miss Hustle, maybe you should start doing OnlyFans if she don't. That's the person that really should be OnlyFans. Why isn't Miss Hustle like an OnlyFans if she's not already? Stick to that, because Hustle got ass for days. It is what it is. Use that. You feel me? Do what you do. But this ain't what we need in the battle. We don't need your rapping skills in the battle rap culture. You just paying somebody to give you a written skill. That's all for today, man. Another day, just disclaimer, I just talk about this. I speak my mind. Prayers to the battle rap culture. Prayers to Rum Nitty's booking. And rest in peace to Miss Hustle's rap career. Man, this is DMB. I'm signing out. Respectfully, yo.